Hi, John Legend. Welcome to Conversations. My name is Doug Duin. Obviously, you don't need much introduction to my listeners, but I'm going to give you one anyways. One of 21 competitive EGOT winners. That's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, which is incredible. You currently have a lot going on. You got Get Lifted, your debut album, turns 20 this year. You've got a new album, and you're going out on the road for a tour. First of all, where do you find the time for all of this?
Oh, I don't know. I make time. A lot of it is just a lot of great teamwork, though. So a lot of these projects are so collaborative. The Get Lifted 20th anniversary, we were able to do some really cool remixes, which meant I didn't have to do a lot of actual work myself. It's just more like reaching out to friends and producers and guest vocalists to contribute and put their own new spins on the new records. And then I've been preparing for my Christmas tour. We're doing a John Legend Christmas tour all through December. And I'm really excited about that. And again, it's a lot of great teamwork, a lot of folks helping me put the show together and making it special. And then, as long as you've got a good team around you, it's easy to work smart and not too much.
Yeah, let other people help. It's a great thing. So I got to ask, you're doing a Christmas tour. Why Christmas? Why is Christmas so important to you? How is this different from what you've done in the past?
Well, I love Christmas music. I made a Christmas album, A Legendary Christmas, back in 2018. And ever since then, I've been on The Voice every December. And so this is the first December I've not been on The Voice. And I thought it'd be cool to bring back the Christmas tour. And I'm really excited to do it. We're doing 12 cities in December, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, you're going to be in Seattle on December 8th, and then you're going to be in Portland the following night at the Moda Center on the 9th. I am actually going to be at the one in Seattle, so I'm very much looking forward to
Exciting.
This.
Exciting. That's going to be great. Maybe Chrissy will come up.
Sneak preview, like, are there going to be special guests? What can people expect from this?
Well, some of the shows, Adam Blackstone is going to be opening the show. Adam's a wonderful musician, and he's made a really beautiful Christmas album, too. He's actually one of the most in-demand music directors in the world. He's like musical directed the Super Bowl and the Oscars and all these things, and he made a really cool Christmas album. So he'll be doing some of the shows with me. So you got to check the website to see which ones he's going to do. He's only doing like half of the tour, but he's doing a lot of the West Coast shows, especially. I'm going to be there with my band and my vocalists. And we're going to have a good time. It's really a fun show. It's really festive and nostalgic. I tell a lot of stories about Christmases in my family growing up and about my Christmases with Chrissy and all those good things.
Well, there's the other question that I would be remiss if I didn't ask, especially in Seattle.
Yeah,
expect to maybe catch a glimpse of Chrissy. Is she going to be a part of the show?
I'm hoping she comes up. You know, she has a lot of friends still there from high school and middle school, and she grew up in Snohomish, as a lot of you know. And whenever I play up there, she usually makes it a point to come up there with me. So hopefully she'll come.
Well, so this is a Christmas show. So to me, I think Christmas has always been about the spirit of giving, and you have been known for a lot of philanthropic efforts. Show Me campaign, which you're heavily involved in. You started it, 2007? So that's 17 years you've been doing
this? Yeah, and we kind of morphed that into an organization called Free America, which really is focused on working in our cities to improve people's lives, whether it's housing affordability or criminal justice reform, or just thinking of better ways for us to live together, more prosperity, more connection between people, stronger communities. We focus on that. And so Free America started about 10 years ago, and we've done a lot of really wonderful work in a lot of cities around the country, and we're going to continue to do that. You know, it's interesting because some people, were upset about the result of the election. And one of the things that gives me hope is that we're going to continue to do the work that we do on the local and state level. Mm-hmm. And a lot of ways that you can improve people's lives are done on that level. And the president matters, but you can do a lot of work locally to make people's lives better. So we're going to continue to do that.
Well, let's talk about that. So if people are listening and they're as stressed out as a lot of people, you know, may be about this, how do they help? How do they get involved? What do you need from people to help out? Volunteer, donation?
Well, I think Christmas time is a great time to think about that. You know, I think a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are dealing with challenges. If Seattle's anything like Los Angeles, we have a lot of people don't have homes during this time of year. If you can find ways to help people out, I think it's a great way to feel like you have purpose and to bring some hope into your own life and to other people's lives at the same time.
Yeah. So a personal level, what's Christmas like for you? Do you host? Do you cook? Do you have people come in and do that for you?
We love to cook for the holidays. So we're obviously away for Thanksgiving right now. We're at our lake house. And we're going to have my family coming to visit from Ohio. And Chrissy is in charge. Of course, she's the culinary queen. And I make mac and cheese and collard greens, but she's in charge of everything else. And so she's already made some pies. She's got the turkey on the way, like all the things she's putting together for the family. And she's the hostess with the mostest. She's in charge of making it all happen. But we love to entertain. We love to bring a lot of family over. So we'll have lots of family in from Ohio, my family. And then Chrissy's dad lives in L.A. He's going to come out to the house. And Chrissy's sister lives in Vegas. She's going to come out. So everybody's coming out and we're going to have a really festive Thanksgiving. And then we're going to go away for Christmas. We like to go to like cities. So some years we'll go to New York. Some years we'll go to London. This year we're going to go to London.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. London sounds fantastic for Christmas.
It's super festive. I love a festive Christmas city, and LA is just not that.
No. You got to have the right weather for Christmas.
Exactly.
And sunshine at Christmas. I lived in California for a year and the sunshine Christmas was not it. So
yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people that follow Chrissy on Instagram would love to be invited to get a plate at Thanksgiving dinner, though.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly feel very lucky. We have some great Thanksgivings, great holidays. The food is always on point.
So after the Christmas show, after, you know, the 20th anniversary of Get Lifted, after all this year is done, what's next for John Legend? What do you got on the plate?
Well, I've been working on two Broadway musicals. I've been writing music for those. And then I need to get back and write a new album, a new John Legend album. So I'll work on that, too. And that's mostly what next year is going to be. We're also going to do, I think in the summer, we'll probably do a Get Lifted 20 tour. So
nice.
A tour that's really focused on that first album. We'll do some other songs, but it'll really be focused on that first album. You know, and there's nothing like that first album, especially when it connects in the way that Get Lifted did. A lot of fans have been with me since that time, and they'll always hold on to that first memory of the first time they heard my voice and the first time they heard Ordinary People. And so we're going to tap into that nostalgia with a Get Lifted tour.
I can't believe you just put out an album and you're already talking about the next album as well as a tour for your first album.
I'm a creative man. I like to create. I like to write songs. I like to create music, and I feel like I'm never not thinking about the next thing to create.
Well, I know you're super busy, so I'm not going to keep you forever, but I do want to ask about the new album because you involved your family in this one. What was that like for you to bring your family into the fold and help create?
Well, the whole album was really inspired by my family. And I was sitting at home writing all the songs. This is the first album I actually wrote at home. First album that I wrote completely by myself without any co-writers. And I think I was just right in the thick of fatherhood and being inspired by having two toddlers running around the house and the music they listened to. And it just felt like it was the right time to make this kind of album. And so I made My Favorite Dream, and I wrote those songs in the house, inspired by my family, thinking about all the things that we like to talk to our kids about, all the messages we like to share with them to comfort them, to make them feel better, to inspire them, all that good stuff. And we put all those messages into the song. And then I reached out to Sufjan Stevens, who's a wonderful artist and producer and arranger, and asked him to create the music for the album. So I wrote all the songs, sang all the vocals, and then he built all these beautiful musical soundscapes around them. And man, I'm so proud of the album. I still listen to it sometimes just to calm me down and to relax me, and the kids listen to it all the time. And I'm really proud that we made something that is going to be part of our family forever, and then hopefully part of a bunch of other people's families as well.
I think that's really cool to know that you listen to your own music and your family listens to your music. I think that's great. I think a lot of people...
Normally I don't. It's funny, but something about this particular album makes me want to listen to it. It's calming, and I think because of the collaboration with Sufjan, I've always been such a big fan of his. And so I listen to him to calm me down a lot. And so now I have him and me together on the same album. And so I listen to that.
Well, I really thank you for taking the time to join me and talk about all the things you got going on. Again, you're going to be at Climate Pledge Arena on December 8th and then Moda Center the following night, which has got to be a little bit of a tight turnaround for you. But
we'll make it happen. That's the tour life. But we're excited to do it. And we just finished rehearsing for the tour. And I think we've got something really beautiful and special in store for everybody. It's truly a special, special show. And I'm excited to bring it to Seattle and to Portland.
I'm super excited to see it. It's a John Legend Christmas. If you don't have tickets, come join me. John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Great to see you.